This is Trish McGregor with your May Star Power astrology forecast. Thank you for joining me. With Mercury now behaving, the month should be calmer the most of March and that first week in April. That said, there's a big transit to take note of. On May 24th, Saturn enters Aries, just as Neptune did at the end of March. Saturn changes signs every 2.5 years and has been in Pisces since March 2023. Once it enters Aries, it'll be there until August 31st, then it retrogrades back into Pisces until February 14th, 2026, when it enters Aries again. So with these two outer planets in fire sign Aries, all of us will be eager for change. However, this change doesn't necessarily change what's happening to our country as Trump and his buddy Musk and the entire power-hungry administration continue to dismantle the government and economy. As some pundits have noted, we aren't just approaching fascism and authoritarianism. We're already there. Here are the dates to watch for in May. May 2nd, Venus and Neptune conjuncting Aries. May 12th, the full moon in Scorpio. There's a trine from Saturn in Pisces, and it's opposed by Uranus in Taurus. May 17th, Mercury in Taurus squares Mars in Leo. On the 22nd, Venus in Aries trines Mars in Leo. On the 24th, Saturn enters Aries. On the 26th, there's a new moon in Gemini, which is conjunct Mercury and trines Pluto in Aquarius. Now let's see how this translates for each sign. Aries, with so much activity in your sign this month, May should be enjoyable for you. On May 2nd, Venus and Neptune are conjunct in your sign, making today ideal for diving into your creative projects. It's also a good time to spend with a romantic partner. With Neptune in the mix now, you're ready to lead the pack, whoever they are. The 12th brings a full moon in Scorpio in your 8th house. It trines Saturn in Pisces and opposes Uranus in Taurus. You may encounter a glitch in getting paid, but should be able to resolve it with an email or call. The full moon illuminates resources you share with others and also the paranormal. It's possible that you experience something psychic through a dream, a vision, that answers a question you have. Jot it down. On the 17th, Mercury in Taurus squares Mars in Leo. An issue may surface with one of your kids or in romance or in a creative endeavor. Communication goes sideways, frustrating. Just leave things alone for today. Tackle it on the 22nd. The 22nd is an easier day for sure. Venus in your sign trines Mars in Leo, so you're fired up and ready to tackle the issues from the 17th. You know exactly how to approach things too. On the 24th, Saturn enters your sign. This transit provides structure and a context for something in your personal life. You move forward with greater certainty that you're doing the right thing for yourself and don't look back. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th brings new communication opportunities for you. It's possible that you use these opportunities politically in some way, protesting the current chaos in the government generally or specifically to an area of personal concern to you. Thanks to a conjunction with Mercury and a trine from Pluto in Aquarius, your communication skills are quite powerful and effective. Taurus. It's going to be an interesting month for you, Taurus. You gain valuable insight into what motivates you, thrills you, and challenges you. On May 2nd, Venus and Neptune are conjunct in Aries in your 12th house. This aspect favors deep creative work where you may draw on dreams, visions, or psychic experiences for your material. It also favors a romance that begins behind the scenes or can indicate deception of some kind in a relationship. The full moon in Scorpio on May 12th happens in your 7th house, your partnership area. Saturn in Pisces transit, Uranus in your sign opposes it. This moon illuminates a personal or business partnership that's involved in your network or publicity for your particular brand. You take exception to the way things are being handled and may take over the job yourself. The 17th brings a square between Mercury in your sign and Mars in Leo. An issue at home, within your family or personal environment, may result in a serious disagreement that apparently can't be resolved just through communication. So, Taurus, you need to find another way to resolve things. Is it time to get bossy? With Venus in Aries trying Mars in Leo on the 22nd, the issue from the 17th may resolve on its own, but you could certainly hurry things along with a call or email. The issue may involve a woman with ideas of her own about how things should be done. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Consider this a teaser, a brief peek in how this transit will impact your life. From February 14, 2026 to April 13, 2028, when it will enter your sign. Jot notes, pay attention to how the structure in your life changes. The new moon on the 26th in Gemini occurs near second house of income, and that's where the new opportunities should surface. The moon is conjunct Mercury and trines Pluto in Aquarius, so it looks as if you land a new job that may change the course of your career and will prove to be quite lucrative. Gemini. With Mercury now behaving, May should be a productive month for you, Gemini. On May 2nd, the conjunction of Venus and Neptune in Aries in your 11th house triggers new ideas on how to promote your network, your podcast, your books. Test each idea against your intuition before implementing anything. How's it feel? The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th falls in your 6th house. Saturn in Pisces trines it. Uranus in Taurus opposes it. Something in your daily work routine comes under scrutiny. It may start with a colleague who has a propensity for gossip. It's an unexpected surprise, but Saturn in your career area provides the ideal structure for dealing with it. Follow that intuitive voice, Gemini. The square on the 17th is between Mercury in Taurus and Mars in Leo. It may feel like a Mercury retro day when what you intend or want to say comes out all wrong. If you can, wait a couple of days and try again. In fact, the 22nd might be a good day to do this. The 22nd features a trine between Venus and Aries and Mars and Leo. With two fire signs on your side, your clarity and determination are emphasized. If this concerns your network or your brand, the message is well received. A woman may prove helpful. On the 24th, Saturn enters Aries and your 11th house. Read or listen to the material on Saturn at the beginning of the forecast. Now is the time to take your network seriously and do what you can to promote your brand. Saturn brings the workable structure to do this well, as long as you follow the rules and don't take shortcuts. On the 26th, the new moon in your sign is a beauty. Mercury is conjunct and Pluto in Aquarius trines it. Today is the ideal time to book your trip overseas and make sure it doesn't fall during the next Mercury retrograde from July 17th, 18th to August 11th. It's also a perfect day to make plans for grad school, law school, or any stint in higher education. Another plus, explore your spirituality. Cancer. On May 2nd, the conjunction of Venus and Neptune in Aries falls into your career area. This aspect suggests a couple of possibilities. A creative endeavor in which you're involved possesses a spiritual, intuitive, or psychic element, and women are helpful in promoting it. If your boss or client is a creative individual, the endeavor is well received. You're quite self-directed with what you're doing and have a clear vision of the end results. May 12th features a full moon in Scorpio. Saturn of Pisces trines it, Uranus of Taurus opposes it. This moon illuminates a creative project, a romance, or one of your kids, or everything all at once. The Saturn trine indicates you have the proper structure to deal with events that come from any opposition from your network or friends. The context of the opposition may perplex you. Use your considerable intuition to puzzle through it. The square on the 17th between Mercury and Taurus and Mars and Leo may involve missed payments from members in your network if you charge a membership fee. The square may feel like a Mercury retro day when your communications go haywire or miss the mark. Wait until the 22nd to deal with it. The trine on the 22nd facilitates events. Venus in Aries trines Mars in Leo, so it looks as if you earn a bonus for a professional project. This trine could also trigger an attraction or romance with a colleague. If so, things may heat up on the 24th when Saturn enters Aries. Keep notes. The new moon in Gemini is conjunct Mercury and trine Pluto in Aquarius. This should usher in an opportunity to work behind the scenes in some capacity, and the pay is lucrative. It may be some kind of communication gig. Test the opportunity against your intuition before you accept it. Oh, and about that Saturn in Aries. Keep notes on this, because this is like a glimpse of what's going to come up later in 2026. Leo. It certainly looks like a stellar month for a fire sign, Leo. So get your intentions lined up and practice manifestation. On May 2nd, the conjunction between Venus and Neptune in Aries occurs in your ninth house. It's possible you have a paranormal experience of some kind, spirit contact, telepathy, or remote viewing. It happens spontaneously, and initially you may not know what to make of it. If there's a synchronicity involved, though, you'll get the message quickly. The full moon in Scorpio on May 12th happens in your fourth house. Saturn in Pisces trines it, Uranus in Taurus opposes it. The indication is that the full moon illuminates your fourth house of home, family, personal environment, and is opposed by something in your career area. It may be that your remote work is mandated to end, so now you have to return to the office. It throws a lot into uncertainty, but it seems to pay off financially in some way. The 17th may feel like a Mercury retro day. Mercury in Taurus squares Mars in your sign. You may be trying to clear up a miscommunication issue that impacts your professional life, and you're quite determined about doing it. But you may opt to deal with this issue on a day when the aspects are friendlier, like on the 22nd. The trine on the 22nd is between Venus in Aries and Mars in Leo. Now your fire sign Leo's sun has Mars in your sign and Venus in fire sign Aries to spur you forward to resolve the issue from the 17th. You may decide to look for another job or change careers altogether. On May 24th, Saturn enters Aries, so more fire on your side, Leo. Saturn brings the proper structure for you to resolve whatever issues may remain, and if you follow the rules, you're successful. The new moon in Gemini on May 26th is conjunct Mercury and trine to Pluto and Aquarius. The new opportunities that surface are in your 11th house, your network of colleagues and friends, and your wishes and dreams. Your partner, business or professional, is an ally in helping you to seize the right opportunity. Virgo. On the 2nd, the conjunction of Venus and Neptune in Aries in your 8th house may bring a handsome bonus for work you've done, artistic or psychic work of some kind. The full moon in Scorpio on May 12th falls in your 3rd house and illuminates communications and consciousness. With Saturn and Pisces trying to this moon, your communications with business and personal partners are particularly important. But with Uranus and Taurus opposing this moon, there's some sort of unforeseen surprise connected to all this. It may concern the spiritual beliefs or worldview of someone involved. The 17th might feel like a Mercury retrograde, and you may be tempted to stay in bed with a pillow over your head. Mercury and Taurus squares Mars and Leo. Things today may go haywire quickly in the communication department. If you deal with it today, you may not make much of any progress. Wait until the 22nd, when the aspects are much friendlier. The trine on the 22nd is positive. Venus in Aries trines Mars in Leo, so it looks as if something you do behind the scenes today, a gig, a job, brings in additional income. A woman or a creative endeavor is helpful. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Read or listen to the material on this transit at the beginning of the forecast. If you follow the rules, the protocol, then Saturn provides the structure for additional income. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th should be a boost for your career. Mercury is conjunct and the moon trines Pluto and Aquarius. A communication project you take on in your daily work is well received professionally and clients or employers are happy. Always a good thing. Libra. On May 2nd, the conjunction of Venus and Neptune in Aries occurs in your partnership area. This should enable you and a business or personal partner to communicate and plan for something that's important to both of you. Your relationship with a personal partner deepens and improves with this aspect. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th happens in your income area. Saturn in Pisces trines it, Uranus in Taurus opposes it. A project in your daily work may run into payment problems. An email or call may remedy the situation, but if not, wait until the 22nd, when the aspects are more positive. The square on the 17th is between Mercury and Taurus and Mars and Leo, so this may feel like a Mercury retrograde sort of day. The issue may be within your network or in the way you're advertising and promoting your brand. Take a closer look at how you're doing things and make your adjustments on the 22nd. When the aspects are more positive. On the 22nd, the trine between Venus and Aries and Mars and Leo facilitates corrections to your network or brand. A woman or partner is helpful, and your own innate creativity is a major bonus. This trine may result in romantic attraction. Okay, Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Read or listen to the material on this transit at the beginning of the forecast. It's significant and provides a glimpse of the impact of your life once Saturn enters Aries again in February 2026. The new moon in Gemini occurs in your ninth house. It's conjunct Mercury and trines Pluto in Aquarius. This one ushers in new opportunities in foreign travel, spirituality, higher education, publishing, and now that Mercury is in direct motion, these opportunities should show up fairly quickly. It looks as if a creative endeavor proves very rewarding. Scorpio, on the 2nd, with Venus and Neptune conjunct in Aries in your 6th house, a romance may begin with a colleague. Or you may launch a creative endeavor that is well received by people with whom you work and by a client or employer. The full moon in your sign on the 12th has Saturn and Pisces trine to it and Uranus and Taurus opposed. A business or personal partner objects to or has issues with a creative endeavor in which you're involved. Or if it's a personal partner, the issue may concern one of your kids. The 17th is likely to feel like a Mercury retro day. Mercury in Taurus squares Mars in Leo. This one impacts your professional life, so you may want to take care of it as quickly as possible. This looks like an issue with a business partner that takes time to resolve because you have to define your own role in the relationship. The 22nd features more positive aspects, a trine between Venus and Aries and Mars and Leo. A woman may be helpful today, or a creative endeavor is well received by a client or employer. It's also possible that romantic attraction evolves into a full-blown romance. Whatever the specifics, the day is far more positive than the past several days. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. This transit makes sure that in your daily work, you're following the rules and the protocol. It also provides the structure you need to accomplish your goals. Reread or listen to the material on this transit at the beginning of the forecast. On the 26th, the new moon in Gemini enjoys a conjunction with Mercury and a trine from Pluto in Aquarius. New opportunities surface that bring in money or break an insurance, credit, or a mortgage. This new moon is terrific for any kind of communication project. Sagittarius. On the 2nd, Venus and Neptune are conjuncting Aries in your 5th house. This aspect is terrific for your creative endeavors, Sag, so dive in. It also favors your relationship with your kids and is ideal for doing anything that brings you joy and pleasure. And these days, with the Trump administration creating so much chaos, anything that brings you peace is worth doing. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th occurs in your 12th house. Saturn in Pisces trines it, and Uranus in Taurus opposes it. This moon illuminates what's happening behind the scenes, in a job you're doing, or even within the most private parts of yourself. The trine from Saturn provides stability, while the opposition from Uranus and Taurus threatens the relay. Deal with it, and deal with what you're feeling. Don't ignore it. The square on the 17th probably feels like a Mercury retro day. It's between Mercury and Taurus and Mars and Leo. Someone in your daily work, a colleague, employer, supervisor, objects to what you're doing or how you're approaching a particular project or task. Wait until the 22nd to resolve it. The trine on the 22nd is between Venus and Aries and Mars and Leo. Fire sign is just like you. This one may have you on the internet looking for the best prices for flights overseas. If there's a component to this connected to a creative endeavor, great. But it may just be that your family needs a break from the chaos in this country. Just be sure your passports are in order so you don't have any trouble on your return. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th is conjunct Mercury and trine to Pluto in Aquarius. New opportunities surface for communication projects to teach, conduct workshops, and write. You find the right business partner, and the two of you create a strategy for increasing the visibility of your brand. In other words, it's a productive month. Capricorn. On the 2nd, the conjunction of Venus and Neptune in Aries in your 4th house may have you refurbishing your place in anticipation of selling it or because it's a project you've been putting off. Today's energy is highly creative. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th occurs in your 11th house. Saturn in Pisces trines it. Uranus in Taurus opposes it. Your communications today with your network are solid and straightforward, but with the opposition, it looks as if one of your kids or romantic interest takes exception to it. But follow your inner guidance on this one, Capricorn. The 17th features a square between Mercury in Taurus and Mars in Leo. If you're communicating today with a bank, creditor, or insurance company, things don't go well. Don't allow yourself to get frustrated about it. Best deal with it on May 22nd when the aspects are friendlier. On the 22nd, Venus in Aries trines Mars in Leo. This could signal the beginning of a romance with someone you're attracted to immediately. You know what I mean. The vibes are exactly right. It may also signal that your muse is literally fired up and ready to dive into your next creative project. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Read or listen to the material at the beginning of the forecast on this particular transit. Keep notes on what you experience. Some possibilities: you may buy a home, sell your home and get the price you're asking, or you may fortify your home in some way against the weather. Other possibilities: your home life stabilizes. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th is a beauty. Mercury is conjunct Pluto trines it. The new opportunities may surface in your daily work, and whatever you select proves to be lucrative. You may, for instance, take on a new responsibility, land a promotion or a side gig. If you're self-employed, a terrific opportunity lands in your lap, and it's all about communication. Aquarius, on the 2nd, Venus and Neptune are conjunct in Aries in your third house. This really motivates you to dive into a communication project. You may teach a workshop, a class, or take on a coaching gig. You may decide to write a book or screenplay or take a workshop that's helpful. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th falls in your career area. Saturn in Pisces trines it. Uranus in Taurus opposes it. You may be offered a new job with better pay, but some issue at home or within your family blocks or challenges it. This moon illuminates the issue, and you may be able to resolve things. The square on the 17th is between Mercury in Taurus and Mars in Leo. Communication with a partner, personal or business, creates friction or goes south altogether. Depending on who is involved and the nature of the specific issue, you may want to wait until the 22nd to resolve this. On the 22nd, the trine between Venus in Aries and Mars in Leo is ideal for reconciliation. If you're single, it's a good day for a romance to heat up. This aspect also favors a creative endeavor about which you're passionate. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Read or listen to the material on this transit at the beginning of the forecast. In your third house, Saturn will stabilize your communications and add a passion that others may consider unusual for you. Maybe it's protests against the Trump administration or standing up for some other cause you believe in. Whatever it is, Saturn provides the structure for it. On the 26th, the new moon and fellow air sign Gemini could be a major plus for you. New opportunities surface in creativity, romance, and doing what you enjoy. A lot of communication flies back and forth between you and others. If there are any unresolved issues from earlier this month, solve them today. Pisces, as a water sign, some of these aspects involving fire sign Aries may feel almost overwhelming. That said, it certainly depends on where these planets fall in your particular chart. On the 2nd, you get a taste of this when Venus and Neptune are conjunct in Aries in your second house of income. This energy works in your favor in terms of your creativity, which brings in additional income. Whatever you're doing creatively has a distinctly spiritual or psychic element. The full moon on the 12th is in fellow water sign Scorpio. Saturn in your sign trines it. Uranus in Taurus opposes it. This one may be something of a trickster for you, Pisces. The 9th house is illuminated, and things look good for a trip overseas, for a publishing contract, for graduate or law school. The structure seems to be in place. But that opposition from Uranus throws a glitch into things. If possible, wait until the 22nd to deal with it, when the aspects are friendlier. The 17th features an irritating square between Mercury in Taurus and Mars in Leo. Yes, this will feel like a Mercury retro day when your communications, written or verbal, are likely to be misinterpreted, so be vigilant about what you say. On the 22nd, there's a trine between Venus in Aries and Mars in Leo. This one should result in income. It may be that you land a raise or take an additional responsibility that pays well. If you're self-employed, your client is delighted to have you. Saturn enters Aries on the 24th. Read or listen to the material at the beginning of the forecast on this transit. It can indicate several things. Your income stabilizes, decreases, or you forge ahead and find new ways to make money. As long as you follow the rules, the protocols, the transit should be beneficial. Keep notes on what you experience. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th is conjunct Mercury and trined by Pluto in Aquarius. New opportunities surface for your family and home life and in your personal environment. This could range from buying a new home, selling your current home for the price you ask, a pregnancy, finding the right roommate. If nothing else, make sure you play the lottery and bring your intentions into it.
Thanks for joining the Mystical Underground. Visit www.themysticalunderground.com for the latest blog post and book info. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Listen to the podcast at podcast.themysticalunderground.com. Follow Trish and Rob on Instagram at Trish and Rob McGregor. Follow us on Twitter at The Mystic Cast. Send email to podcast@themysticalunderground.com. And until next week, thank you for listening and stay mystical. Yeah.